On May 25th, 2020, a video was uploaded on social media. Another unarmed black man was killed in broad daylight at the hands of cops. But this time was even more traumatic, as George Floyd called out for his mother while a cop had his entire body weight kneeling on his neck, cutting off his circulation. It went viral, and black and brown people experienced yet another trauma. I tried not to watch the video, but I did. We all tried not to watch it, but we did. Now that day is forever imprinted on our minds. As a young black girl, I'd seen videos on the news of Rodney King getting beaten by the police. And later in life, I'd seen Eric Garner shout the words, "I can't breathe," while being put in a chokehold as he was getting arrested. But George Floyd was different. The image of him lying on the ground, not resisting, was different. What stood out the most was the look on Derek Chauvin's face. I was familiar with it. The look of superiority. He looked into the camera and didn't care. Even as the cameras recorded him, there was no fear. It immediately brought tears to my eyes as I flashed back to moments of getting pulled over by the cops and calling a friend or my parents just so they could listen in, just in case anything happened to me. Even though I'd done nothing wrong, or maybe turned a corner too fast or went through a yellow light right before it turned red. When black people get murdered at the hands of the police, we don't think it's a random case. Our first instinct as black people is always, that could have been me. It could have been our fathers, mothers, cousins, uncles, aunts, and friends. We don't have the luxury to be exempt from death by the police. We have a long history in this country with it. It's in our DNA, and no one should have to hold that much trauma in their body, currently or generationally. But as a black woman in America, my body holds many traumatic memories, including those that I've seen and those that have been passed down to me. All black and brown people do. The sudden wake-up call that white America experienced in the next few days after the murder of George Floyd threw me and others off guard. I, as well as many other content creators, started speaking out about the disparities in our niches. From calling out big brands to influencers, it was our time to tell the truth of what was really happening behind the scenes. As a black woman in the spirituality and self-help space, I was angry and went on social media and talked about my own gripes and frustration about not being seen in that sphere. And then I started receiving DMs from people in my industry who hadn't reached out before, even people whom I'd invited on my podcast and never responded. It felt as if they wanted to right years of wrongs with a direct message. It was almost as though for the last 200 years, they saw nothing wrong with what was happening in the world, and now they needed to come together and support us.